persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free.
Devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage.
The battle for America is on.
The battle for the Bronx. Trump invades the deep blue Bronx with shock and awe. Is Trump's following mere fandom or is it kingdom? Delusional Dems. Well, there's a bunch of those. Pelosi, San Francisco is a model for the nation. Yeah, Democrat Senator Murphy, if you want a safe town or neighborhood, you're better off if you have immigrants. Well, I guess that depends on illegal or legal. New York's 8th District Representative Hakeem Saku Jeffries, quote, Democrats will act if the Supreme Court doesn't get its act under control. Operative word, control. Control by them. Anyway, an unnamed Democrat, woman at a George Floyd anniversary memorial says, George Floyd died for us all. Really? John Kerry praises Communist China for their aggressive work transitioning from fossil fuels. He said, I've seen a transition in China. They're already doing it better than we are. Really? The fattest-headed Dem of all, Pope Francis, climate crisis has gotten to the point of no return. It's driving immigration. Really? Bill Gates, I don't plant trees, he said. It's complete nonsense to think tree planting would solve climate change. Tom Renz is working to bring the wheel of justice and accountability upon those who pushed the pandemic. It's actually simple. We incentivize murdering patients. Meanwhile, WHO, World Health Organization, is tooling up to jump in on the latest promise of pandemic bird flu 2. Germany has announced they will arrest Netanyahu if he steps foot on German soil. Not a good look for Germany, eh, Hitler? Border battles. Speaker Johnson informs us that foreigners crossing our borders and signing up for benefits and services are being recruited to vote for Biden. Schumer tried to pass legislation that would legalize what Biden is doing with our borders. It went into a dive and crash and burn. Well, the fact is, it almost passed the first time, 49 A's and 50 nays. Schumer tried again, and this time it was 43 to 50. Well, that's good. It means the defection in the Democrat Party is gaining strength. Or in the uniparty, perhaps, I should say. The Pope weighed in on illegal immigration. Yes, apparently he was specifically addressing the issue of undocumented migrants when he said illegal aliens must be received, assisted, promoted, and integrated. Is Biden preparing for war with China as he wars against Trump's re-election? He drained the entire Northeast gasoline reserve. Now, how would that be preparing for war with China? Think about it. A.G. Garland explains the report that FBI agents sent to raid Mar-a-Lago were authorized to use deadly force. Well, let's see. Yeah, that about covers it. Oh, wait. 13 Oregon counties vote to secede from Oregon and join Idaho. Why? Well, they cite progressive policies and high crime. Oh, and one more thing. Is Joe Biden's administration facilitating child trafficking at the U.S. border? I'm asking for a friend. Okay, my friends, it's time for your brain massage.
Proof. Served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Friends, I have a short announcement concerning the radio station. KUHL, that's the station most of you use to listen to the Brain Masseur, will be shutting down. Now, you can go to brainmassage.net and subscribe to receive the show in your inbox when it's posted on Friday nights. I'm thinking about making an offer to buy the license and equipment of KUHL. If you're interested in helping with that or have some ideas or thoughts on that, please give me a call. Call my secretary. We'll set up an appointment to meet or time to meet on the phone. Call 805-714-0786, and Becky will take care of you. That's 805-714-0786. You can also email me through our website, brainmassage.net, and use the contact button in the menu to send an email. Okay, first up, is Joe Biden's administration facilitating child trafficking at the U.S. border? I have long thought so, for a whole lot of reasons and evidence that points in that direction. That's what the Attorney General of Guatemala is asking and investigating. Oh. Ohio Representative Warren Davidson interrogated Secretary of State Tony Blinken about why the Biden administration is trying to get Guatemala's Attorney General thrown out of office. At a time, it just so happens that she is investigating how the Biden administration may be involved in funding child trafficking at the border. The good representative from Ohio asked Blinken why his State Department, through our embassy in Guatemala, sent a threatening message to members of the Guatemala Congress to withdraw their American visas and the U.S. visas of their children who are here to study in America if these congresspersons refused to support the removal of Guatemala's Attorney General. Now, do you think the United States should be manipulating members of a foreign Congress in this manner? Isn't this tantamount to blackmail? And doesn't this sound just like Biden's little dance he did over there in Ukraine to get rid of the Attorney General there, who was investigating Burisma? Yeah, the company his son worked for or was on the board, didn't really do any work. But well, other than the hard work it is to peddle the influence of your father, who was vice president. But anyway, if you want to take a look at this, go here and here and here. In my notes, I have links to all the articles that support this stuff. Blinken didn't blink at that question. It's not a question of manipulating members of a foreign Congress, he said. It's the fact that in the recent election in Guatemala, there was a very strong attempt made to prevent the democratically elected president of Guatemala from taking office. There was an attempt to disrupt the inauguration of that president. And if we stand for democracy anywhere, we must stand for it everywhere, including in Guatemala. And I've got the link right here for you. You see, the U.S. CIA has had its hand in Guatemalan politics for a very long time, my friends. Read about it here and here and here and here. Links in my notes, by the way, if you're wondering what I'm talking about. It's a very old story, you know. CIA manipulation of other countries, color revolutions, that kind of thing, you know. It's real. Anyway, clearly the Biden administration likes this new president and the Attorney General of Guatemala does not. So there it is. Long to think that one through. The Attorney General has vowed to clean up the corruption in Guatemala. So you can understand why Biden, Blinken, the rest of them would say to the Guatemalan Congress, you'd better shut her up or we're gonna pull your American visas. And if that doesn't get your attention, we're going to pull your children's student visas. And maybe it's in the tone of voice that was used, or perhaps, I don't know, maybe with the phone call from the embassy, the Guatemalan congressman heard a ding on their phone and checked their email and found a picture of that FBI officer with his weapon all at the ready, pointed it at little Elias Gonzalez, the Cuban refugee, remember, that was plucked up out of the water. Rescued out of the water there off the Florida coast. That big brouhaha was stirred up over that. And our government went in with guns ready to take that little child by force and send them back to enslavement in Cuba. So we know who these people serve, who they work for. We understand. And here's the picture of it right here. Oh, that's right. This is radio. So go to get my notes and take a look at the picture. Watch how fast and aggressively the valiant FBI at full ready descend on school dorms of these kids to arrest them and escort them to the first flight to Guatemala. Standing in line, perhaps, to board the plane that just arrived from Guatemala, they're saying, "Hola, amigo mío," as they pass migrants heading off the plane coming here from Guatemala. Anyway, I'm just saying. It could not possibly get more wicked and more obvious. I don't know why the good representative from Ohio did not follow up with the question. So your policy is to directly interject U.S. influence into the internal affairs of foreign countries. Is that why you're so okay with CCP influence in U.S. politics, but not okay with Russian influence in U.S. politics? I mean, you know, it depends on which influence is coming in. Or who's paying you the most money, helps your, whichever influence helps your political fortune. I don't know. What is this about, Mr. Blinken? What do you think you're doing interfering with that country's politics? This attorney general is doing what exactly that makes you think it's your business to intervene by blackmailing the members of Congress of Guatemala? Now, folks, I can think of a few more questions we might like to ask, but maybe the good Representative Davidson from Ohio was under a time constraint, and he wanted to get to his next question, the real zinger. So he asked, is the State Department's opposition to the Attorney General of Guatemala at all related to her investigations to determine if the Biden administration is complicit in the trafficking of children into the United States, end quote? Now, here, Blinken starts blinking. Nothing to do with that. Warren drives it home. Blinken's all, Warren drives it deeper. Correlation, not causation. Blinken finally finds his voice and says, that is absurd. Warren responds, good to hear. While Blinken shuffles some papers nervously. Looks like Blinken was caught flat-footed on that one. You can see the exchange at this link in my notes. But let's just take what he admitted to. He admitted that the Biden administration uses petty and personal threats to manipulate duly elected officers of another country to do their bidding. That, my friend, that is absolutely unacceptable. Their Congress represents their constituency, the people who voted them into power. They talk about caring about democracy and protecting democracy. Those Congress people, they were elected by their constituents to that office. It's their business to take care of the internal affairs of Guatemala. Not your concern, Mr. Blinken. Not your concern, Mr. Biden. You're not their constituent. You don't control Ukraine or Guatemala. I think we need to FOIA Representative Warren on all the information he might have regarding the Guatemalan Attorney General's case alleging Biden is connected in any way to child trafficking across our border or anyone in his administration. And I have a message for all of those involved in child trafficking, whether it be Biden, Blinken, or any of the cartels or whoever. It were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his scrawny neck and he cast into the sea than that he should offend one of these little ones. Luke 17:2. By the way, that was Jesus. And by the way, his wrath extends beyond the agony of drowning. After death, there is a judgment. And he said, don't be concerned about the one that can kill the body. Be concerned about the one you meet after. And he said that they'll be cast into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. Child trafficking is a well-known problem at our border, and Biden is facilitating open borders, allowing all this to go on unchecked, doing nothing to stop it. And I've got the documentation here. Jesus is watching you. All right, my friend, hold on through the break. I'll be right back.
I have the distinct pleasure to be with Terry France. Terry is the owner-operator of Senior Care Authority, and she's got an event coming up I wanted all of you to know about.
Senior Care Authority is an elder care consulting company that specializes in placements in assisted living, memory care, independent living, that kind of thing. But one of the things that we have that's signature to our company is a program called Beyond Driving with Dignity. The creator of that program is Matt Gerwell, and he'll be coming on Tuesday, June 25th from 5 to 7 p.m. in Pismo Beach. Beyond Driving with Dignity is the name of the program. It was developed to help bring a peaceful solution to the complex, sensitive, and emotional senior driving issue when that senior gets to the point where they possibly should be giving up their driving. And it's a horrible thing for the senior because they feel like they're giving up their independence. However, the beauty of our program is that it helps the senior to kind of stay in the driver's seat, so to speak, in their mind, because they're getting to make the decision. Our program that evening is called SIPS, Snacks, and Solutions for Seniors, and we'll be focusing on our Beyond Driving with Dignity program, 2241 Price Street, Pismo Beach, in the parking lot of the Seacrest Hotel. The banquet room underneath the Blast and Brew. My phone number is 805-299-1211, and my email is Terry, T-E-R-R-I, at seniorcareauthority.com.
The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps of the church belfry arch, singing the enemy is on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Well, I have a short announcement to make concerning the radio station. KUHL is a station most of my listeners use to access the Brain Massage Show. That station is closing down, and it could happen as early as the end of this month. Now, we're looking at the possibility of making an offer on the license and equipment of KUHL that we might continue broadcasting in this community. But that decision, in part, does depend on how many of you express an interest in our doing so. So I need you to call or contact Lighthouse Baptist Church or me. Email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net. Again, brainmassage.net. Find the contact button and send me an email. That'll open up the form you use to send me an email. If you want to talk to me personally, you can call my secretary. She'll set up a time for us to talk either on the phone or in person. And that number is 1-805-714-0786. I'll repeat it. 1-805-714-0786. The battle for the Bronx. Trump invades the deep blue Bronx with shock and awe. Is Trump's following mere fandom? Is it his star status that attracts the crowds? Or is it kingdom? Is it policies? Is it substance? The crowds that gathered for Trump in the deep blue Bronx of New York were not drawn there by Trump's star status. It's not fandom. It's not the sort of attraction some performers have. I mean, like Neil Diamond, say, or who's that kid that married the football dude? Taylor Swift. Anyway, the sort of attraction Diamond or Taylor might have to draw a crowd is nothing at all the same as what draws people to Trump. Anyone, especially in the Bronx, that is drawn to his rally is there because they want to make a statement. That's exactly what scares AOC and Governor Hochul. AOC got all, you know, want to play, girl? I'm kidding, sort of, but anyway. But really, why would she feel the need to come out and make a statement with regard to the Bronx population responding so strongly to Trump? They did not expect this. See, they didn't see this coming. So she says it's not about making a statement because she knows that it is. You know, nothing to see here. It does not mean anything that thousands of Bronx New Yorkers have gathered to a Trump rally. And she tried to explain it away, you know, saying Trump has to be here. He can't leave because he has to be in court. I mean, it's like he has ankle bracelets on. It's embarrassing. All this kind of stuff. What? I guess it will be embarrassing to you, AOC, when justice comes knocking on your door, girl. The Dems made another mistake. They've confined Trump to his home turf, his old stomping grounds, the place of his beginnings. He's tied to New York with connections that run very deep. He speaks their language. He understands their culture. The Democrats have trashed New York, and the New Yorkers can see it. They're living in it, friends. I mean, the average New Yorker. They see the crime, the degradation of their state and their communities. They see that the Dems have made New York a byword, a mockery of what it was once under Giuliani. Friend, the woke are waking and seeing that their woke was a joke, and it's made their cities and communities go broke. They've made Trump look like one of the boys from the Bronx. Trump's appeal lies in his ideas, honesty, really, to transparency, his approachability, his record for getting things done, and for keeping his promises. He loves America, and that's obvious. The fact is, the Uniparty, including the Dems and the Rhino Republicans, they don't love America. They made the mistake of putting Trump right in front of the people there in New York as one of them. New York's Governor Hochul is also obviously very nervous. She came out with a statement that Trump supporters are clowns. You know, New Yorkers will never vote for Trump. Never, never, never. I was looking for the name of the football player celebrity's wife a little earlier. Taylor Swift, turns out. So I'm looking through the pictures of these football's wives, looking for who was the one I was looking for her. And yeah, sure enough, she looks like a clown. No question about it. She does. I'm not trying to be mean or unkind. I'm just telling you. Why? But anyway, go ahead and gather up a whole collage of pictures of the crazy woke Democrats. And tell me, when you look at that, it doesn't look like a gathering of clowns. I mean, really. It's amazing. It's so consistent that these people are like looking in the mirror when they're calling us names. And it has got to that, hasn't it? I mean, we're just throwing down names at each other. Clowns. Idiots. Ooh, what a chop. Remember that in high school? We'd chop contests. Ooh, what a chop. What a put down, whatever. Meanwhile, local Bronx officials, early estimates of the crowds gathering at Trump's rally there in the Bronx, they were telling us it had already reached 25 to 30,000. The capacity of that venue was only 3,500. I don't think the Trump team even expected the numbers to show up that did. Friend, what is scaring the Dems is that Trump's support is deepening while their support is moving out from under their feet like the tide just before a tsunami. Okay, we need to begin the wrap up here. Delusional Dems. I'll address some of this stuff Saturday night during the Brain Massage Live. I go on at around 8 o'clock p.m. You can catch me at Rumble, Facebook, Twitter, and so on. But anyway, Bill Gates comes out against trees. Yeah. He says he does not subscribe to some of the unproved methods for dealing with climate change. Well, I find that odd. He does support unproved assumptions about climate change, assumptions that contradict the science. Of course, it depends on what scientists you're talking to. If you're talking to the establishment, government-connected because government-funded scientists, they stay with the party line. They don't want to lose their funding. If you talk to those whose integrity is still intact, who will not compromise to hang on the funding, people who are willing to take a stand against bribery, who would pay the price to stand for the truth, if you listen to what they have to say, well, it's the opposite of what these yahoos, the clowns, are saying. When Billy Gates was asked, what sort of unproved remedies does he avoid? He said, cleverly, I don't plant trees. Really? The guy says, well, we got trees here. People like trees. So why don't you plant? It was obviously scripted and poorly presented. But anyway, everyone was all plant trees not too long ago. Remember that? Bill, if you wonder why we don't follow your science, it's because we can never tell which way it's going to go. It's all over the place. It seems to just kind of blow around with the wind. You don't have any science, Bill. And besides that, science is not something we're supposed to blindly follow. Science is all about not blindly following the gurus and the witch doctors and all that kind of stuff. Science is all about questioning, proving, repeated experiments, so on. And you haven't proved your thesis with regard to climate change. So we question your so-called science and you say we're science deniers? No, we're science questioners, which is what science is supposed to be. The first thing you have to have before you can hope anyone's going to follow your science, Mr. Bill Gates, is integrity, and it's something you lack. This is the reason every serious scientific study I examined when researching my book, Let My People Breathe, required a disclaimer of anything that would show a connection between any of the writers or the contributors with any company or government from whom they were receiving funding that might color their conclusions. Yeah, we used to, think about that kind of stuff. Anyway, I mean, Bill, your integrity is something very, very much wanting. Now, how many countries have you been banned from so far? And it's counting, right? Bill added, it's complete nonsense to think tree planting could solve climate change. Well, that's interesting because I learned in seventh grade science class that trees convert CO2 to oxygen. And isn't that the problem you're trying to address? So I'm just saying. So check that out for me, will you, Bill? That is still true, isn't it? Of course it is. And that's why Billy has to use his billions to bully people out of science. Bill asked, are we the science people or are we the idiots? Well, since you're asked, you're the idiots. Now, here's what we have seen from you, Mr. Gates, Fauci, Burke, and the rest of you. And here's an example of this. Tom Renz is working to bring the wheel of justice and accountability upon those who push the plandemic scam. It's actually simple, he said. We incentivize murdering patients. Go to the hospital, get diagnosed with COVID, the hospital gets more money. If you get put on remdesivir, well, Fauci gets a check and the hospital gets more money. If you get put on a ventilator, the hospital gets more money. The hospitals were incentivized because they got more money if a patient died from COVID than they did if a patient survived. So they said, go home. You're not presenting sufficient symptoms yet for us to put you on remdesivir. Now, they didn't say that quote in quote, but that's what they were doing. If you showed up and they asked you a few questions and you weren't sick enough, they sent you home to get sicker. We now have all the evidence a reasonable mind would need to conclude Fauci and friends created the COVID pandemic and used gain of function to get it done. Well, now they're doing the same thing with bird flu. And Mr. McCullough, Dr. McCullough reports the disease X that they've been talking about, disease X, that's cute, has been rightly identified as the bird flu. Why didn't they just call it what it was? The Georgia Poultry Diagnostic Research Center is apparently the epicenter for bird flu too. And curious, they called it disease X, a little swipe at Elon, perhaps, you think? Or they don't want to say bird flu because we've already done that dance. We understand that. It's nothing but the old bird flu, folks. However, it's been juiced up by gain-of-function research. McCullough says some mallard ducks were used in the research and apparently some escaped with the disease. It's spreading from animal to human. That is concerning. Get ready to launch Plandemic 2. I wonder if they'll wait till after the election or get it out there like before, early enough to insist on mail-in balloting. The most notorious method to provide cover for the machine steal of elections. They're a bit antsy, perhaps, about trying to throw the pandemic protocols at us again. The general population is sensitive and a little wise to their tricks, that abuse of government power that went on under Newsom and the rest, infringing upon our personal liberty, so they'll have to deflect anger at someone else. Hey, I know. How about the World Health Organization? So meanwhile, who is tooling up to jump in on this latest promise of a plandemic? And here's an article they're trying to scrub from the internet. You ought to read it. By month's end, WHO, World Health Organization, seeks to pass Orwellian pandemic treaty to implement algorithmic surveillance and control systems worldwide. This treaty will confer massive power to the WHO, transferring power from the people. So I'll have to deal with the border battles section here later on. But some very important information here for us to consider together Saturday night, 8 p.m.-ish. You can catch me on Rumble, Facebook, Twitter, and so on. Pastor Richard Peel of Victory Baptist Church in Bend, Oregon, is hosting the Northwest Regional Prayer Conference. And I'm one of the speakers there with Dr. Benny Beckham, the prayer evangelist. It's always an honor to be with him and with this dear man of God and to be with this church for this conference. It's an awesome conference. If you can possibly get there, do it. You won't regret it. And Brother Peel is in the trenches in the fight for truth and liberty. 13 counties in Oregon are seceding from that state to join Idaho. And it's because of the policies of the lunatic left. And the people are seeing through what they've been peddling, and they're turning away from the Democrats and Rhino Republicans. It's substance over style after all. How about that? The policies that made America great are the only ones that will make America great again. Truth. That's what makes us free. The Spirit of Jesus Christ, the risen Lord. That's what brings us liberty. I've lit the lamps of the church belfry arch. You let me know you see they're on. Email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net. Again, brainmassage.net. Find the contact button and send me an email. You can leave a message for me on our listener response hotline, 1-805-314-2114. You can also ask me to call you back, and I'll certainly do that. And we will arrange an appointment to meet on the phone or in person if you talk to Becky to get the appointment on my calendar. And I'm interested especially in talking to anybody who wants to discuss the possibility that we will buy KUHL, at least the license and the equipment, and keep this show coming to you here in Santa Maria. God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.